What's up, guys? Welcome back to Dream a Little, the podcast that's all about helping you feel confident about your ABDL side. I'm your host, Lo. Thank you so much for listening. I can't tell you how excited I was to do this episode with Dee and his mommy, Kay. I've been following them on social media for a long time now, what it feels like a long time, and even subscribed to their OnlyFans a couple months ago, and I can say without a doubt that they love what they do and their dynamic is super special. Kay is a total natural at being a mommy. I was honestly shocked to learn that she wasn't into ABDL before she met Dee. So today we're going to be discussing how they balance life as young parents and entrepreneurs while also working. It's a lot to juggle, so I couldn't wait to hear how they managed to do all that while consistently putting out amazing content. I think you're going to really love this episode. As always, links to their social media will be available in the show notes at thelittlelounge.com/172. That's thelittlelounge.com/172. That's also where you'll find a link to my latest Nurturing Mommy roleplay. If you didn't already know, I create immersive audio roleplay experiences that help you get into little space. I post a new episode every Monday, so a link to this week's episode will be available there at thelittlelounge.com/172. All right, I won't make you wait any longer. Let's get started. What's up, guys? How's it going? Welcome to the show.
How's it going? Happy to be here.
Hey. I'm so excited to have you guys on, and I told myself before I got on this call, I was like, I'm not going to fangirl and be like, because I follow you guys on OnlyFans, and I love your content, I'm obsessed, and I can't wait to get to talk to you guys. I mean, we've talked on Instagram a little bit here and there, but you guys seem really cool.
Well, we were super excited to talk to you as well. We've actually looked at your Instagram too and stuff, awesome. And have been following you for a while.
Okay, so I'm really curious. I wanted to hop right into this because I think I know a little bit about your backstory, which is, Dee, you were able to get Kay into this, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it happened quite a long time. What was it, like about 6 years ago? I was the one that introduced her to this world.
Yeah.
It seems like you found yourself a unicorn because when I watch your content, I swear I'm like, there's no way she was not into this before.
Yeah, it's
starting off slow, but like I really grew into it as the time has progressed. Like at first, I was kind of skeptical because obviously it was very new, but then I just grew to love it and the kind of connection it brings us.
It does bring a really special connection. So I'm curious if we could kind of go back in time to, you know, just a few things, like how long were you guys together before you told her and how did you tell her?
So I'll tell this part. So as I recall, I think we'd been together for a year in when I broke the news, right?
Yeah, my memory is kind of foggy.
I can't remember.
It was a while ago.
Yeah. It was a long time ago, but I remember because we were, you know, back in high school, we're 24 now, we're of age, but nearing 18 then. I remember I told her after we were dating a year and just kind of came out and just said, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm just going to, because I've never told anybody else prior to her, actually, which is, that's why it was so nerve-wracking. But I just came out, like, I'm going to do it because I felt like she would be pretty open to the idea. And yeah, it worked out. I mean, it was like she had stated, it was kind of a slow beginning. It was very new to her, but she was definitely open to it, which was amazing.
So, Dee, what were some of the signs that made you think that she would be open to it?
She just displayed like the optimistic, you know, I guess attitude and I don't know.
We were friends beforehand.
Yeah,
like we were friends for a while before we started dating, and like he was dating somebody else prior, and like we would just always talk back and forth about everything.
We kind of everything that. Like aligned, I guess, with us, and then like so I kind of felt very comfortable, well, not very comfortable doing it, but comfortable at least if there's anybody else I'm going to do it to or, you know, express it to, it's going to be her. And it just everything fell into place.
Okay, were you shocked or did you really?
I was honestly, I thought he was joking, but I didn't know, like, I don't know. We had such a playful friendship from the beginning. And then, like, I don't know.
In my view, I was probably the last person she would expect this from.
Oh yeah, like he's such like a manly man in everyday life. So to see him have such a like a drastic change, yeah. It was very surprising, but it's pretty awesome.
So did you have a stereotypical experience, D, where like, you know, you're kind of insecure when you're telling her about it, or were you like, did you play it off real casual, like, hey, you want to like put me in diapers or something? Or
I think looking back at it, I was actually pretty like, that's probably why she thought I was joking, because like, it was probably a little bit casual, but with the mixture of like insecurity that I was trying to mask by being casual, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, hey.
That's a good move. I feel like you gotta downplay it a little bit. I mean, too far, and like then it is a joke, but then you're like, no, I'm being 100% serious right now.
Absolutely.
And yeah, but then he like explained it further, and I was like, oh, like, you're serious.
I did some like research too to like kind of give her the right material to like understand it better, and some kind of,
yeah,
you know, did you show her content or something?
Yeah, it was content. I think back then,
Tumblr.
Really, yeah, Tumblr was like the big thing, and I was like, here's this Tumblr, and yeah.
Did you guys have any like kink play before that?
Not mm-hmm. really. Not that I think of. No.
Wow. No. So you just went straight for it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, okay.
Like, let's do it.
Okay. Okay. You were down. You're like, are you one of those people who's like, I'll try anything once type of thing?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
We still do that to this day. Just at least try it once. Well, most things. Some things are no-nos.
So right now, okay, it seems like you're a total natural with being a mommy. I mean, you've been at it for a while now, but what about when you first started? Like, what are some of the scenes or like things that you guys started out with?
Well, honestly, we didn't jump into like diapers at first. Because I was very open-minded, but I obviously was new, so I didn't really know what to do. So we just started with the, like talking first.
Okay.
And kind of putting him in, like, a little dynamic. Okay. And, yeah, it gradually grew from there. We eventually introduced diapers and, like, little things, but it definitely took time.
Yeah, and it seems like you guys were pretty young at this time, so you were probably, I would assume, like, pretty restricted in terms of having the private space to engage in this kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, like, so that helps when you're trying to take it slow, right? It's like, you don't really have a choice at that point.
yeah, definitely.
Do you think you have kind of a natural nurturing side to you that kind of just came out through this?
I think so, and I don't know, I feel like I'm like a dominant person.
A dominant person.
So like, yeah. So it really helped. He's so submissive because I was like, okay.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're the same on that level. I love it. Okay. Cool. So, can we talk about like when you started introducing diapers and all that? What did you think initially about like seeing him in a diaper for the first time?
I didn't know what to think at first, but I liked how, like, I don't know, I guess how he acted. Like, it's so hard to describe. Like, he just looked so
vulnerable.
Oh, sorry, I'm trying to think of that. Yeah, it's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I 100% know what you're talking about. I mean, it's special, right? Because like you mentioned earlier, he's such a manly man in his everyday life. Like, no one else gets to see him be like, I don't know if, I mean, like, sensitive, right? And vulnerable and yeah, little.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's an intimacy that comes
nobody
from it.
Nobody sees the soft side except me.
It's a great feeling, right? It's kind of cool. It's like you get the best of both worlds. And like, when you're in your day-to-day life, like, everyone sees him as this manly man. And then you get home and you have your secret little dynamic that you have.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So, Dee, how long have you been into ABDL?
I want to say since I can remember, I know it's a common answer.
Yeah.
Some people are new, but, like that's what I'm going to go with. As far as I can remember, I've like been interested in like diapers. And then I think as like, you know, the internet and growing up, I found the dynamic portion of it, like being a little instead of just a, like, a, you know, a specific, you know, diaper lover.
Yeah. Were you nervous around about wearing around her for the first time?
Yeah, I was. This is my first time, like, ever, you know, another human being, you know, at least that they're acknowledged of it or whatever. Because, like, there's been times where I've worn before or whatever, or, you know, snuck diapers or whatever, but it was a different experience to have, you know, somebody visually, like, seeing me in right there. And yeah,
it's a whole nother level.
It was almost nerve-wracking, to be honest. It was pretty nerve-wracking.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like you guys are pretty comfortable with it now. Were you immediately, like, after the first time, like, I'm gonna marry this girl?
I was feeling some really strong connections, for sure, that I've never, you know, dipped into prior to that. So yeah, I would say, like, that was a thought running through my head. I was like, whoa, that was awesome.
That's really cool. Well, you guys are pretty open about your life on social media. I mean, as open as, you know, people like us are, where we're not willing to show our face and, you know, put our social security numbers online and whatnot. So I'm just curious, do any of your friends and family know about your kink, or has anyone ever stumbled upon, like, maybe your Instagram or something like that?
Luckily, well, as far as stumbling upon the Instagram, luckily we haven't ran into that.
I know, but I've told a few of my friends over the years. Yeah, but, like, they were friends that I really connected with, and they were just more interested.
That's awesome.
In our lifestyle, but they couldn't, like, relate. They said I could never do that, but they weren't, like, opposed to the idea of.
They weren't shaming it.
Yeah, they weren't shaming.
They're like, oh my gosh, like, there's, like, oh.
Yeah, and then he's like, okay, I never want to be around them again.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Tell her about B-dubs.
Really, I actually did meet somebody. So she actually brought it up, because we were just talking about our men. We were just talking about our men, and then we were talking about kinks. And she's like, yeah, like, my guy has a kink, like, it's very new to me. Stop. But, like, I don't want to. Yeah, and she's like, I don't want to tell you, because I'm like, I'm afraid you're gonna judge me and my guy. I'm like, no, not at all. I was like thinking, like,
if only you knew.
Yeah, for real. And she's like, yeah, like, have you ever heard of ABDL? And I was like, no fucking way. But then we just started talking about it. But like I said, she was kind of new to everything, so she wasn't. Oh, I didn't want to throw everything out there and kind of sway her away, but.
Wait, so you played it off like you'd never heard of it?
No, I told her I knew about it, but I didn't know how far she was into it, so I didn't want to tell her, like, everything.
I mean, there's different levels, right?
Yeah.
Some of us take it to the extremes.
I think that was, like, so interesting for me when she had told me that. I was like, no way, you know, like I said earlier, it's been since I can remember, and, like, that occurrence is happening is, like, was a pretty bold statement, kind of, like, showing that it's a growing community for sure.
And you never know who's, like, actually into it. You never suspect them, probably, right?
Yeah, and I was like, let's have a play date, and she was just like, Like I said, she wasn't really, like, too far into it yet, so I think, I don't know if I'm going to reach out.
It's all about the baby steps, right? I mean, it took you guys a while, probably, to get to the level of comfort that you're at right now in your dynamic. Yeah. It's got to develop over time. Did you guys ever end up having that play date?
No. Like I said, she had moved, so we haven't really, like, connected in a while. She hasn't really reached out about it either, so I don't know if that, like, didn't work out between her or
oh my gosh anything. I can't imagine if some, like, people have brought it up to me in the past, like, have you heard about ABDL? But it's mostly just to kink shame people in the community. It's not because, like, as far as I know, that their partner's into it or anything. And I'm just like, yeah, that's super weird. Who would be into that? That's so weird. That's crazy.
Oh man.
Well, actually, some of my friends have stumbled upon, you know, my Instagram and social media and stuff, and luckily they're, like, I mean, they're just my nosy friends. Like, they knew I had a podcast and a kink, and they kind of went searching for it and they found it. And I don't know, in a weird way, my little, like, enjoys knowing that my friends know. Can you relate to that at all, D? Or like, are you totally humiliated?
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, it's crazy because I was going to actually like add on to that when we were speaking about when she was telling her friends. there's like this thing like to where like I want to know the reaction, I guess. I want to know like what they like, you know what I mean? Like how.
Yeah, I feel like he low key wants me to tell everyone in my friends.
But that doesn't seem at all. You get me? Like, it's just such a weird, that's crazy, wrap it up. That's so weird to think about.
It's like, it's like you don't want them to know, but like you do want them to know at the same time. Because then, I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's pretty hot to, especially when obviously they respond in a positive and supportive way. And even if they're just like, oh, that's not really my thing, but okay. And then, you know, like just being like around those friends, I don't know. It's kind of, they know, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but he really enjoys it.
I feel like it would also be kind of difficult because like if our friends were over and they knew about it, like we can't really go upstairs and like go for a diaper change, you know, because then they'll be like, oh, like what are they doing?
Wait, do you wear around these friends when like you're hanging out with them?
No, we have. I don't think so. No. It's actually kind of rare where excuse me, that was like a hard
tongue twister. I feel like you did one time.
Maybe once. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe at the old house. I can't remember.
I can't remember. There's so many times where like we've been to Vegas before and I don't know. Like,
no. Well, it was around my family.
Oh.
It was because we went to that water park, remember?
But we branched off. So.
But no.
What are you talking about?
At the water park when I changed her in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah.
So you wore to the water park and then you changed or you were like wearing a diaper at the water park?
No. So we went into the dressing room and I put him in one.
Hot.
After being at the water park.
Yeah, as we were leaving.
Like, I wasn't wearing one while in the water or anything. No. On the way there.
That like, would be totally obvious if you were.
I recall what she's talking about now, where we were at the water park and then, like, for the ride home, we kind of ran off together for, like, ever.
So, like, all of our memories kind of clash.
Right. Yeah, you're like, so many diaper memories. Okay, cool. So sometimes you'll wear around other people, but for the most part, it seems like you guys kind of keep it a little bit separate.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's been a while since, like, because we've had so much going on with the move.
Right.
Like.
You've just been so busy.
You
know, I mean,
it's just been. Yeah. And the maintaining the channel and stuff. So, like, that's. Or not the channel. The OnlyFans and the Instagram and everything. That's why it's been, like, kind of, like, that's the time to do it and enjoy it. And then, like, so we'll do our content and stuff like that. And then we'll, like, turn the camera off. And then, like, continue to play afterwards. So it's, like, one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? And then that's like the time frame where we do it because we're so limited. So like when it comes to friends and like out in public, it's been kind of limited lately just because there's so much going on.
Yeah, but our friends are going to be over one day and you're going to get back in the diaper bed.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Do you guys have any like ABDL friends in real life that you have met up with and done a play date with? I'm just curious.
We haven't. We would love to, though. That's something we've kind of fantasized about having, like, a play date. But I feel like it's very hard, like, meeting people and making a connection outside of ABDL as well, like, with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just enough to be into the same kink.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get what you guys are saying. I hope that you guys are enjoying this episode as much as I am. Stay tuned for part 2 next week. See you then.